This is Cybercrime Radio WCYB. My name is Zach Hack. Today, we're going to be talking to the great Londini. I know that sounds like a magician, maybe somebody who walks on the high wire at the circus, but he's actually a self-described protector of the innocent. He's part of a positive movement to end cyberbullying, racism, and online scams. He's totally anonymous. However, for our interview, what are we going to call you?
Leo.
Leo, welcome to Cybercrime Radio.
Zach, it's an honor, man. I love Cybercrime Magazine. I'm a big fan.
You're totally behind the veil. However, for this story, it sort of began personal. It began when a friend of yours, person's child, was being bullied online, is it?
It was a friend of mine who has a child. The child was 14 years old. And I found out that day that his son had committed suicide. It was obviously terrible. I know the kid very, very well. I'm a huge supporter in the autism community. I do a lot of almost like the big brother type thing for the autism community. So the news kind of rocked me really hard. I backed off because he's a friend of mine and I just let him do his thing. I didn't want to ask too many questions because obviously it's a delicate time, a delicate subject. So a little while longer, probably about 3 weeks later, he reached out to me and said, "Hey, I got my child's phone. Do you mind helping me figure something out?" And I was like, "Well, what do you need? Like, what's going on?" Basically, he was taking medications. They were trying different things to help, I guess, curb some of the symptoms from his autism. So that was a large part of his emotional distress. They kind of pinned it towards some of the medication he was taking. But he also saw the phone, and on his phone, he saw that his son was receiving just the most disgusting comments you could possibly imagine. And in those comments, he was kind of hinting towards hurting himself. But of course, the father didn't really check the social media because I guess Generation X, we're a little bit different when it comes to social media. We just look at it as, you know, just the internet, like what could happen on the internet. So I did get the phone. I looked at it, and then I decided to create an account to look for some of these people that had made these comments. And at the end of the day, there was about 10 consistent people that were making these just disgusting comments, and they would make multiple accounts, and they would obviously they weren't giving out their information, but it was clear that they were children. So what I did is I looked into the internet. I looked up their names. I looked through like Roblox or Minecraft or their Xbox Live accounts. And we were able to figure out, not all of them, but the majority of the people that were making these comments. And it turned out 7 of them went to the same school as his son did. So we took that information and we nailed it down to where we could find their parents. And then in a not wise move, I gave that information to my friend, understanding that he was not to harass, not to threaten or do any of those things. Obviously, in hindsight, knowing what I know now, I would not have done that, but I did trust him. And then he did reach out to the parents. I know that he did kind of just basically the story he wanted to tell them was like, "Listen, your kids, what they did, it hurt my kid. And my kid was already in a bad spot." And then he ended up taking his life. From that, I realized that especially on TikTok, which is the major app that I was looking through, this problem is extreme. I didn't quite understand the number of suicides that are happening per year because of cyberbullying. I didn't understand how like vitriolic the bullying had become online. So I just kept looking through other videos and I saw, oh man, this is kind of a serious issue. And then we started making more videos, mostly to uncover and put on social media the concept of there really is no such thing as anonymity, Zach. Like we are doing a good job keeping our identities hidden, but if the right people truly wanted to know who we were, they could figure it out, right? It's not impossible. So that's the message I wanted to get out there. We just be careful what you say because there are people taking their lives. And also you're not anonymous. Like treat the internet like you would a mall. You wouldn't walk up to an autistic kid and tell him to take his own life at the mall or the skating rink. So why are you doing it online?
I understand totally. Let's talk about ethical hacking. This is what you do. You call it ethical hacking. What exactly is ethical hacking?
Well, no, I'm an ethical hacker. So part of my job, I've been in the IT industry for several years. So my career path was security, ethical hacking, CISSP, mostly just in the security realm for the government stuff. So I do contracting. I help people pass accreditations or get accreditations and stuff like that. So that's what I did. But as far as being an ethical hacker, but essentially the term ethical hacker, which you know, is somebody who does leverage protocols or leverage vulnerabilities and systems, probably mostly at the request of the people who own the system, as where a non-ethical hacker would be doing it to destroy the system, break the law, or cause mayhem in somebody's infrastructure for various reasons. It could be political, it could be anything. I guess loosely that term is used to describe ethically trying to find things out to help better a community.
That's okay. You're one of the good guys. That's basically what you said.
We don't dox anybody. We do not wish anybody any harm. We don't want to present any punishment to these people. All we simply want to do is get the information of what's happening online into the proper hands. We're just out there trying to do the best we can without harming the people, because you don't want to kill a fly with a sledgehammer and you don't want to get somebody hurt for saying something stupid, right? Like, we're very, very careful about how we do what we do, because again, we don't want to be the judge, jury, or executioner.
In my research, I read on the BBC that you have a military background. Did you get your cyber hacking skills working for the military? Is that where you came from?
No, I was in the infantry. So the complete opposite of anything intelligent is what I did in the military. It wasn't until I got out of the military. I mean, I've always been a fan of computer technology back to like the 3036 or the very basic computer days. Like, I was on the internet when AOL was a thing. So I started really, really early on, got my A plus and started messing around with computers when I was in the military. And then when I got out, you know, just went down the engineering route, did system engineering, network engineering. And then basically I progressed into where everybody unfortunately is progressing to because of most systems going to the cloud. The only real job that's going to stay consistent from my perspective, at least at that time, was cybersecurity. So that's basically where I started going down the road of cybersecurity.
In the battle with good over evil, have you taken any criticism in a negative way? Some people will say a hacker is a hacker. What do you think about that?
Zach, yeah, we have. So in the BBC article, towards the end of it, and Sophia, the lady who wrote the, or who did the interview, she was an amazing person. She was trying to be as fair and balanced as possible. She presents the negative side of what could happen with vigilante modernization. And that is, if you put out any piece of information at all, there are a lot of people on the internet that just want people to be destroyed. They want them to be canceled. They want them to be hurt. They want all those things. So the biggest, I guess, criticism that we get is, well, one, they claim that it's doxing, as I just explained. It's nowhere close to that. And two is, what happens if you're either A, wrong, and B, what happens if you're right, and even though you're right, somebody takes that information and does something terrible with it? My whole system, my whole, I guess, mission is to try to take a dent somehow, to try to do something to push things into the right direction, because as of right now, they're not going anywhere. Has anybody ever been falsely accused of doing something? Not by us. And have there been negative ramifications for people who have done things that shouldn't have resulted in, say, like them losing their jobs? Absolutely, but not by us. The criticism is that the information that we put out there could be leveraged to get somebody, or get damages put on them that wouldn't necessarily be fair. But again, I don't know how else to put the information out there and stop people who are going to do bad from doing bad.
So basically what you're doing is you're standing up for people who may not have the ability to fight back.
They don't. And the thing is, the most of our messages that we get on a daily basis are from parents, or they're from children who are being harassed or being bullied. So yeah, we try to help those people by, one, putting out the message that there is somebody out there. We might not be able to get all of them. We might be only taking one little sip out of that ocean, but we're trying to do something. We're trying to put out a positive message. We're trying to put out a positive outlook for what otherwise be just kind of a bleak look of what's going on social media.
Okay. That's great. I think that's fantastic. All right. Let's talk about, there's good guys and then there's bad guys, the bad hackers. Has any of the bad guys tried to come after you? Has anybody tried to hack you?
Yes. People are always constantly. Just yesterday, I was on an Instagram live with somebody who made a video claiming that they knew who I was and they're coming to get me and all these great things. So I wouldn't consider that hacking as much as it wouldn't be hacking for you to go to the library and look something up, right? That's just research. So the answer to your question in short, Zach, is yes, there are people that attempt to come after me on a regular basis. I think at last count, I've had over 2,000 death threats. I've had about 6 today alone. But to me, I think with good internet discipline, which is what I try to practice, there's not a lot of worry going on. I'm a veteran. I'm a Marine. I'm not really too much worried about myself personally, but I do encourage people to make sure that they're doing the proper hygiene on the internet to make sure their information is not as readily available, because while I might be safer and Zach, you might be safer, there are people that are not. That word hack and the words like IP or DDoS, they're used as like this weird boogeyman to get people. No one's hacked me, but they are constantly trying to find me.
I'm going to ask you something here, and this is kind of an interesting question. Your best payback story, somebody you found messing with somebody else, and you stepped into that person's life and created a world of hurt for that person. You got to tell me the story. Come on.
So there's a country singer whose name is Bebe Rex, I think. She put out a video a couple of days ago where somebody had said to her, "You're ugly, your hair's ratty, and you have raccoon eyes." Just trashing her looks, just being extremely rude to her. I saw that video through my FYP, which is what TikTok uses to show you whatever videos are popular. And I looked at the guy's profile picture. And again, this is two clicks. I open up his profile. I look at his profile picture and I thought, well, that's weird. What's that in the background? So I open up the picture. And in this guy's profile picture, after he's literally trashing a very famous country music artist, the name of his business and his phone number is on the window because he's sitting in a car. It's on the back window of his car. So the guy literally told on himself, right? So all I did is I said, listen, man, like, if, I think that in the video I said, people who live in glass houses shouldn't put their phone number in their profile picture. And then I got a real good laugh out of that. And obviously the guy took his account down to stop putting out TikTok videos. And now he's no longer on social media.
Lessons learned. That's the main thing. Now, I notice you have on your website a lot of merchandise for sale. However, the sale of your branded items has a kind of a good cause behind it. Tell us about that.
I am a veteran, and one of the major causes that I'm very passionate about, other than bullying, is the veteran suicide rate. Also, again, the major reason why I'm doing what I do is because of the suicide rate within the United States. If most people don't know, in 2009, from 2009 to 2019, the CDC did a study and they found that roughly, it's been a roughly 57% increase in suicide within the age range of 10 to 24. So young adults between the age of 10 to 24 have been committing suicide 50% more since 2009. So suicide and the effects of bullying and also veteran suicide and mental health for veterans, it's a big issue and I'm very passionate about it. So I decided that when the count started getting a lot of traction and a lot of attention, the best thing I could do is donate anything that I could make to those two causes. So we do have a lot of resources out there. I do a lot of material. I write a lot of material to help parents figure out the best ways to communicate with their kids about bullying, how to know if your kid's bullying. Also with the veteran things, like I said, it's another charity that we're big fans of. So what we do is we take every dollar that we receive, whether it's from Alive, whether it's from a hat, whether it's from anything, and we donate that to that cause. And we also use that money to keep making material, to keep websites up. So it's all a great cause. But what the major thing that we're trying to do now is take all that material that we have, take the videos that we've made teaching people how to keep their information off the internet, and we put all that information on a Patreon to make it easier. So people can still go to the website and get the mask. If they like the mask, they can get a shirt that says Stupid Game, Stupid Prize, which is our tagline. Or they can go to the website and become a Patreon. And becoming a Patreon, you know, it's a commitment. And then we give you, you know, a lot of cool behind-the-scenes content. We give you tutorials on how to, like, do Python scripts or a lot of really cool stuff. Or maybe videos that were banned because we get banned a lot. Never before seen videos. So a lot of cool stuff. And again, yes, you're absolutely right. Everything does go to either a veteran association, or it helps our efforts in stopping the alarming rise of suicide within the kids ages of the range 10 to 24.
Now, I noticed that you call yourself We. There's a lot of people in your crusade, correct?
Yes, sir. So when I started doing what I did, I realized that the amount of research that it takes to kind of uncover people wouldn't be possible with just one person. So I did enlist some of my friends who are also in the cybersecurity industry, mostly government cybersecurity industry. And so we started off with about 20 people that I would bounce ideas off of. We created a Discord server and we all just kind of, you know, ran our research that way, you know, when we were trying to track down mostly, you know, adults who were, because when we started, April 24th was happening, which for people who don't know, April 24th was deemed by the TikTok community as National Rape Day. So there was a whole day where people were trying to make women or men scared of rape. So basically there was going to be like this rape purge day that was supposed to happen. It was obviously all fictitious, but it got really, really big. So what we wanted to do was try to narrow down who started all these rumors and kind of made this frenzy so that we could put out enough information to let these people know, like, hey, I understand that you're scared, but here's the people who did it, and here's why you shouldn't be afraid, because it's all just a bunch of kids trying to get a rise out of people. So, yeah, we had 20 people that started off that way, and they all, because everyone kind of has a job and things they have to do, I started enlisting the help of just people who are like-minded, people like-minded people that wanted to help. And the Discord server alone, we've grown to about 300 people that sit on the Discord server literally all day long, just trying to find ways to help, you know, find people who are scamming, people who are grooming children, people who are being bullied. And we, another large part of what we do is we try to help the victims of, you know, said bullying or scamming. So we have an entire section of our Discord server for people who aren't helping us research to just come in there and talk about what it's like to be bullied, or talk about, you know, they got scammed, and they could kind of tell their stories about what they did to, you know, either get their money back, or how they kept their kids safe, or how they communicated with the school district. So we've created a kind of our own online research and outreach community within our own Discord server, which has reached about 300 people. So the reason why I don't say me is because I kind of look at that as the Knights of the Round Table, where anybody who kind of helps further this mission that we have, I consider us all great Londinis, which is why I'm Leo and not the great Londini.
So if you're being scammed, if you're being bullied online, if somebody is making your life miserable online and people want to get in touch with the great Londinis, how do they reach you?
So everything kind of goes through the website. If you go to thegreatlondini.com, there is a contact us form. The way you don't want to research, or sorry, the way you would probably not get a hold of me is through TikTok or Instagram. And that's just simply because we get, it could be anywhere between 10 to 100,000 messages a day through Instagram or through TikTok, through sometimes Twitter. So that all kind of gets lost and becomes white noise. But if you want to reach us, you can either go to the website, thegreatlondini.com, or we do have an email where we check all day long. It's verifylondini@gmail.com.
Before, you mentioned online hygiene. What is the best advice you can give someone to practice good hygiene online?
I would say that the first thing you have to do is put your mind into the place of somebody who would do things like bullying or harassing or stalking. And the first thing that they're going to do is take any information that you've made available to them, and they're just going to use a simple Google search to figure out if they can find your personal information, whether it be your phone number, your address. So I think the first thing you want to do, if you're already a social media creator or a content creator, do your own research on yourself. Like, put yourself again in the mind of somebody who would try to harm you and see what you're able to find. And then one of the things that we do on Patreon, which I think is a great value for if you consider becoming a Patreon, is we give you the step-by-step directions. Let's just say you did do that and you researched yourself and you found that you were on Spooku or been verified. Well, it's not the end of the world. It stinks because now anybody can go and find your personal cell phone number. They can see what car you own. But a lot of the sites, if not all of those sites that put your information, your public information in like these databases for people to be able to find, they allow you to do what's called an opt-out. And an opt-out is essentially the equivalent of a do not call list. So you can actually unregister your name from a lot of the sites. And what we've done on Patreon is we've created very, very simple, easy to use instructions, two-step process to get your information off of the internet. And then also how to keep it off the internet, because, you know, obviously the internet's ever growing. So how do you keep your information off the internet, and how do you take it off and keep yourself safe? The other really big tip I can give people is don't ever use words or phrases in your username that identify you easily. For example, I use the Great Londini for my account name. The Great Londini doesn't really mean anything. Ludini or Londini is a mashup of Linux and Houdini. Just randomly kind of picked that based off of something that I knew from back in high school from college. So because that word doesn't mean anything to me or anything directly to me, you can search that word all day. It's never going to bring you back to me. Also, don't take pictures outside your house. Don't make content outside your house. don't mention where you're at when you're going to a restaurant. Like maybe you take a picture of your food if that's what you're into, but you don't necessarily have to say, you know, I'm at the Arby's in the corner of Fifth and Main down in, you know, Idaho. Like you don't want to give your information out there, because while you might be genuinely just trying to be joyful and creative, there are just too many to count people out there that would just love to put your information out there for no other reason than they think that it's cute to dox of you or to put your life in danger. So those are kind of the major things I can do. And again, all that and more, like we want to make sure that we give that constant updates and kind of the tools that you can use to keep yourself safe on the internet. We put that all on the Patreon. It's good help for everybody, and it helps us keep the movement going.
Leo, thank you so much for speaking with us here at Cybercrime Radio.
It's been an honor, man. I'm a big fan, and I truly appreciate the time.
My name is Zach Hack, and we've been chatting with The Great Londini. You can check out The Great Londini online at thegreatlondini.com. If you love this show, you can reach out to me with your comments and suggestions on Twitter. Find me at Zach Hack Cyber. And don't forget to check out all of the other great informative shows that we have here on WCYB. Thanks a lot for listening, and remember, be safe online.